Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost, your daily dose of 5-minute idea fixes to level up your life. Today, we're diving into something super important: setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little room for yourself? You know that feeling when your plate is overflowing and you're just trying to keep everything afloat? We've all been there. But guess what? Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being and showing up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life. Think about it like this. Imagine a beautiful, flourishing garden. It needs clear borders to protect its delicate plants from weeds and pests, right? Boundaries act like those fences for our energy, time, and emotions. They help us cultivate what's important and protect ourselves from draining situations or people. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered and in control. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely matter to you? Your values, your passions, your personal time, these are your rock stars. Write them down, make them visible reminders, and protect those fiercely. It could be anything from dedicating time for self-care to saying no to projects that don't align with your goals. Remember, it's not about pleasing everyone, it's about honoring what truly matters to you. 2. Learn the power of no. This is a game changer. Saying no doesn't have to be harsh or rude. It can be polite, firm, and even kind. Remember, saying yes to everything often leads to burnout and resentment. Saying no allows you to focus your energy on what truly matters and prevents you from overcommitting. Practice it. Start small with situations that feel less daunting, then gradually work your way up to bigger requests. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. Expressing your boundaries isn't about being aggressive, it's about being clear and respectful. Use say statements to own your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted, would you mind letting me finish my thought?" This opens up a dialogue and helps the other person understand your perspective. 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is like building a muscle, it takes practice and consistency. Sometimes people might push back or try to test your limits. Remember, being firm and consistent reinforces your boundaries over time. 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, you are learning and growing. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Setting healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep striving towards creating a life that feels balanced and fulfilling. Now, let's get real. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and requests from all directions. Your boss pops in with another project, one that seems way out of your scope. You feel overwhelmed, already stretched thin, but you hesitate to say no. Sound familiar? This is where boundaries come into play. Instead of passively accepting the added workload, remember those non-negotiables we talked about. Maybe this project takes away from time dedicated to personal goals and play your mental well-being. Take a deep breath and politely but firmly decline, explaining your current commitments and suggesting alternative solutions. You'd be surprised how much respect you gain by owning your time and priorities. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about saying no to everything, it's about saying yes to yourself and a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Start small, be consistent, and practice self-compassion along the way. You got this. Before we wrap up, let's recap. Setting boundaries is crucial for your well-being. Identify your non-negotiables, master the art of saying no, communicate clearly, stay consistent, and remember to be kind to yourself throughout the process. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting or have already established? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or shoot us a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with anyone who could benefit from a little boundary boosting. Until tomorrow, remember, your well-being matters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.